The city of Port Coquitlam is not wasting any time in getting out the news about its 100th anniversary May Day celebration set for the week of May 5 to 13. Poco has planned an impressive lineup of local and award-winning musical performances, a family-oriented party and, of course, the iconic Rotary May Day Parade. In a press release this week, the city has announced this year's main stage for Party in the Square, Saturday, May 13 at the Terry Fox Hometown Square, PCCC, will be headlined by Jojo Mason. A Canadian country music singer-songwriter and winner of the Entertainer of the Year Award at the 2022 BC Country Music Association Awards, Jojo Mason is known for crowd-pleasing, fun and high-energy performances. "We have an extensive lineup of events and activities for everyone to enjoy and participate in the party in the square," said Mayor Brad West. "There's never been a more exciting time to be part of the Port Coquitlam May Day Spring Festival, and I encourage everyone to join us." Party in the Square at the Terry Fox Hometown Square, PCCC, will include live entertainment, Dane Bateman 4:50 to 5:20 p.m., Mark Ledlin 5:25 to 5:55 p.m., Danielle Ryan 6:05 to 6:40 p.m., Don Amaro 6:50 to 7:45 p.m., Jojo Mason 8 to 9 p.m. Interactive Art Zone, May Day Market and Community Displays 1 to 6 p.m. Carnival Games and Rides on Kelly Avenue 1 to 9 p.m. Food Trucks and Beverage Garden 1 to 10 p.m. Kids and Youth Zone 1 to 10 p.m. Family Quiet Space 1 to 10 p.m. The festival officially kicks off with the May Day opening ceremony on May 5 at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, PCCC, featuring maypole dancing by local children and seniors, dance performances and the presentation of the 2023 May Day Royal Party. The Rotary May Day Parade starts at 11 a.m. on May 13 in downtown Port Coquitlam. Groups and individuals interested in being a part of the parade can apply online by April 13 at rotarymayday.ca. Last year's parade featured close to 100 participants and was enjoyed by 12,000 spectators. "The Port Coquitlam May Day Spring Festival is a longtime favorite in our community," stated Cown. Paige Petriou, Council's Designate on Community Experience, Celebrations, Events and Inclusion. "The May Days Committee and city staff are doing a great job in preparing for this significant event, and it will be one that no one will want to miss." Kids and Teens Artwork Contest. Port Coquitlam kids and teens are being asked to submit artwork showing what May Days means to them to help bring the downtown alive for the 100th annual May Days activities and brighten up their community. The city is seeking artwork from residents up to age 18 to display online, as well as public spaces throughout the community. Teens who submit artwork will also be selected to put their artwork on the May Days t-shirts that kids will be wearing throughout the event. Art submitted to portcoquitlam.ca/artwork by April 5 may be selected as the May Days t-shirt. All other submissions will be displayed on printed signs placed throughout the community. Young artists are encouraged to use bold and bright hues in keeping with the 2023 May Days color theme celebrating the spring season, community spirit and diversity. Submissions must be horizontal letter sized, 11 by 8.5 inches, digital illustrations or photos of drawings, paintings, crafts, handwritten notes or other artwork showing what May Day means to the artist. Royal Party Alumni. The deadline to be part of the 100 past Royal Party members is fast approaching, April 14. With almost 100 past Royal Party members joining the iconic Port Coquitlam Centennial May Day Parade on Saturday, May 13, the city encourages those who haven't yet to apply soon. Each alumnus from the Royal Party will receive a sash with the year that they were part of the May Day celebrations and will be part of the city's float in the parade as part of this historic celebration. For more information and to be part of this celebration, visit portcoquitlam.ca/maydays. Opportunities to get involved. Community members interested in volunteering at May Day's events can learn more and apply under special events opportunities at portcoquitlam.ca/volunteer. May Day's roots go back centuries. In ancient times, May was a time of outdoor celebration, and May Day was celebrated by the Romans with flower-decked parades in honor of Flora, their goddess of flowers. While the festival has evolved and grown over the years, it has maintained many of its original traditions, including maypole dancing and the crowning of local children as May Day royalty, a May Queen and ambassador along with a royal party. May Days is organized in partnership with the May Days Committee, the Port Coquitlam Centennial Rotary Club, and funded by Canadian Heritage. Sponsors include Port Coquitlam Business Improvement Association, POCO BI, A. POCO Heritage Museum and Archives. Tri-City News, media sponsor. Quantum Properties. Barclay Restoration. Full event details are available at portcoquitlam.ca/maydays.